The sacrifice demanded. Many, many years elapsed before I overcame in such a way all that resistance of human feeling innate to the earthly body, or having been instilled that I, me, at one with light, propagated by eternity, could confess myself from that human creature which is the servant of my revelation. How erring, however, would the belief be here, as if my earthly self had not felt me earlier, bound within the very innermost, and had not taken me into the very deepest experience. Here there is no developing awareness, for the gate to my essence, propagated by eternity, stood through me, open to the earthly creature from that hour, when my own kind found the prepared one ready for consecration and bound him to his duties vowed to me. But carefully sought the soul in diverse ways to conceal again and again what had happened here. And though the soul courageously presented itself unconditionally to me, it had still to overcome itself. Not before could it finally find in itself the strength to confess to me, as I confess myself to it, in unity long ago attained with myself. The greeting of the one who has risen. Be not afraid, you who are consecrated in me. Be not afraid, I will walk with you. I am no shadow come to frighten you. I would awaken you from fear and dreams. Be not afraid. Thus is reported the Master's greeting, when he, brightened by heavenly flames, upon returning home, showed himself to his followers, satisfying earthly fervor. Be not afraid. I will stay with you. Take into me each of mine. Each who recognizes himself in me, just as the Father calls him by name. A loving guide in eternal light, I will stay with you. Be not afraid. John 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Those who found the Father found him only through me. Only in me can you raise yourself to the eternal. Only in me do you find your true I. I am the Word that only speaks itself. I am the grace, the redemption, and the light.